Us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. I just speak my peace.
Sick with it, feeling a dose in a butter soft leather, but I'm still with the toast. Toast to bros, you know the millions is close. Feel the ghost, a notorious. Tell me who the naughtiest. She get live like an audience. I do what I do, no need to state the obvious. Polly with girls with bodies, Polly in hotel lobbies. Light a J, it's just me and Molly. Look at the poster, do what I supposed to for the culture. Early B-boy, down with D-boys, build and destroy. My pride and joy is my daughter, name a boy. Yay, that's my nigga from back in the day. All that whoop de wop whoop, man, fuck what they say. Played a lotto for my grand with a bottle in hand. Lay it down for the world, for Chicago I stand. And rap, so I'm on top of the world. Pop the girls, always wanna pop in my world. I pop out in the burrows and go to LA to get hay. In the middle of the barn with a princess I lay. Yo, this type of shit happens every once in a while, you know I won't front with the style. Bring light to the party like a woman and child. From the land of the humble and proud, summers is wild. Ah, made the unmadeable. Go to parties, I'm paid to go. Me and Cuzzo talk the hustle about doing good business like Rick and Russell. You know I guzzle red wine till it's bedtime. On my paper like headlines, she want the head shine every time. My time, the streets is watching like a rollie. Do it for the hometown and the homies.
Over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. Deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
Smell it,
it's in the air. And
oh, oh, oh.
Welcome back, Deepsters. I am your man, Big B. So glad to have you back with us for another edition of IDS. As those of you that listen to us know, I do not do this show alone. What is going on with my words today? I shall not.
Have any more of that Michael's course?
Any more of Michael's course? Jumping out the gator, y'all.
Is that a can or a bottle?
Right. Bullshit. Rocky Mountain's finest. Today I have with me my partner in crime, Mark the Doc Wiley.
Hey y'all, what's going on? Y'all ready to get it going?
Yes.
Yeah. Also have with me the man, Mr. I-95 himself.
Beep, 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 beep.
You'll be happy to know, sir, that I have gotten in touch with the corporate office of Buffalo Wild Wings, and they're going to put two express Wild Wing centers on I-95, so you can just drive in, grab a scream of nacho and wings, and keep it moving. Because I know you got appointments.
That's a bet. That's a bet.
I got a job offer from the local news station for traffic.
For real? I'm just going to dig your eggs and check in with you.
How's well, I-95? Right. Like that's funny.
We also have two beautiful young ladies in here with us today.
Beautiful.
Beauty. Yay. I spare nothing when I say beauty. Yay. We have the queen of IDS, Queen E, y'all.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. So glad you're here. Yay, you.
And we also have the baby of the bunch, Miss Drew. Baby.
Hey, everybody. Great.
That's my crew. How are y'all doing today? How was your weekend?
Great.
Excellent.
Great.
Cool. Man.
Beautiful.
How about yours?
On the grounds of possible incrimination, mine was just quiet.
Okay.
That's the best kind to have, though.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Quiet is good.
Quiet. Quiet. See, see, rainy. See, it's a little rainy for me, but it was quiet.
Quiet is good.
It's good. Mm. I had a lot of time to catch up with a couple friends. Okay. A friend of mine named Gooselins. Mm-hmm. Got a close buddy named Ciroc. He's a little coconut.
Oh.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Absolutely. Then I hooked up with this little fiery senorita nicknamed Fireball. Mm. And I was only able to take her in small doses, but often.
Your weekend does not sound quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was quiet. It was quiet. Mm. Alcohol-induced comas are usually quiet. Well, they end that way.
Yeah.
I concur.
I bet you do, buddy.
You're an aficionado.
I say, see, senor.
He gets up at 5:30, like, shit, the sun's coming up. Let's get this
okay,
started.
Okay.
Let's get this started.
Let's get it started.
You understand me, don't you?
I don't need to see all this brightness. I need my eyes closed again.
You're right. He's absolutely right, Shawnee.
Mm-hmm. I'm wrong with it.
You know?
So, everybody's weekend was all right. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Everyone is back. That is good to hear. Mm-hmm. Everybody is in one piece. That's even better to hear.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And, yeah. In some cases, see, yes. Mm-hmm. And all that. Got some big news that we are going to be delivering to the listeners, and I will be delivering to the crew in the upcoming weeks.
What?
So we're happy.
We gotta wait.
Hmm?
We gotta wait for the news too.
Abso-smurfly.
You know what? I hate when niggas do shit like that. I want to tell you and tease you with something.
Man,
you hate when niggas do it. Niggas be teasing you a lot?
Pause.
I mean, pause.
Thank you for jumping to the rescue. I mean, he was...
B, that, I had to pause him earlier. Yeah, I didn't catch that.
He was in the ocean without a life raft.
That's just like with Power Man, how that shit goes off, and then you know what? It's what August, and you don't see that shit again until 2015.
Right.
You gotta wait 4 or 5 months. They just leave you hanging.
Man, oh, so that show is really good. Man,
don't get him started.
Okay. Gang related, Ray TV. Donovan. Oh, I can run down a whole list of them.
We got it.
But he's my new crush, the power guy, Omar.
Okay. Brian.
Next topic. I seen Guardian of the Galaxy this weekend. It's a good movie.
I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a real good movie.
Oh, Shawnee, was it you or you asking? It was you asking about the turtles.
Ninja Turtles this Friday.
I'll be there.
Yeah. There you go. That's the level of excitement
is scary.
Yes, right. You say that you'll be excited.
Please tell me you're taking a young buck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
That's how I was commanded.
No, he's not. He's going to see it first, and then he's going to take young buck. That you all.
No, I was commanded by him.
You're almost right, Mark.
Almost. Sunday.
He's going to take an I-95 victim first.
Damn,
then he's going to go back.
Okay.
I was told on Sunday.
He's going to buy a ticket for Lucy and then run across the hall. And
you better pick me up on Friday so we can go see the turtles. And I just made confirmation.
Since we are on that news, can you also tell the other shocking development that Young Buck established this weekend?
Man, hurt my heart this weekend. That we were sitting Friday arguing about football teams, and he has chosen the Washington Redskins.
Yes, good job, buddy.
Dog,
that's my
boo. You may now bring him over my house, and I will watch him for the weekend. Him and Kate.
Early development. Uh-huh. He's a talker, and Redskin fans are talkers. So I said, you know what?
He's on the right path.
The difference is our fans talk sober. Your fans wait till you get a little liquid courage in you, and then just talk out the side of your neck while you throw snowballs at Santa Claus.
At who?
Huh? Exactly. He means nothing to you.
Oh boy, you know what? I cannot. You know what? Football season is upon us.
You might as well have just been up at FedEx this weekend, since you don't care about Santa Claus.
He's a witness
knocking on doors.
Somebody's knocking on my door.
My daughter, late last night, early this morning, I guess, and she was just looking at you. She was like, "Stretcher, I cannot wait until football season." I'm like, "Oh my! I didn't really realize that she was really into football like that.
Oh, man.
She likes to watch it, and she's learning." Learning plays.
I just
want to
know.
Like
I just want to know, how did Jericho City feel on Sunday? Because they right there next door to the stadium.
What happened?
the Jehovah's Witnesses took over the whole jank.
No shit.
From Thursday to Sunday.
Right.
Oh, it was a convention or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah was speaking.
I heard about people getting the doors knocked on, like for real.
And they was getting banned.
They wasn't getting them knocked on.
It was enforced.
They was Biggie style, kicking the door, waving the watchtower.
Right.
He said the Grand Poobah was like, "I release you."
But you know what? I don't know nothing about Jehovah's Witnesses, but let me tell you the one thing that worries me about them.
Leave me the fuck alone on Saturday.
Not even that. Do you notice how animated and full of joy they get when they talk about how, "Oh, I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate no birthday, so I don't have to buy no gifts." I'm like, is that your only reason? You just a dry, thirsty nigga that can't do for your woman? Is that what it is?
But you know what? My whole thing is, okay, even though that you embrace this religion, okay, are you going to enforce that on your children? Or are you going to give them?
Yeah.
Or are you going to give them the choice?
Well, I mean, that's what happens with any religion.
But I mean, me personally, I think that you give them the opportunity to choose when they're old enough to choose for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to do that. I mean, once they get of age, they can do what they want to do.
Some cats be forcing it.
Some people, yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can force what you want until the child's an adult and can make his own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep forcing a 25-year-old. I mean, you can.
If they still live in your house. Bang,
right.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on your
house and all that. Yeah.
Right.
Or nationality.
Really.
But I don't think kids should be given that that choice at such a young age. I feel like I'm the parent at the time, and I know what's right for you. Until you're able to make your own decisions, then yeah, you can move forward with that. But other than that, we're going to do this together. We're a family.
Right.
There's no, because you might not want to do it at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're 5. Well, you're 7. You're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I did the same thing like with school. You know, you got some people who was like, well, she didn't feel like going to school today, so I let her stay in. Why? Why? Because she didn't feel. No, I mean,
that's
some
the same
people
motherfucker
that's like,
yeah, that shoots the school
right.
up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why? Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So there's no choices like
get
that to be
my
made
room.
In my house. Right. Exactly. You're my business. I hate you. No. No, we're not. No.
They go in
absolutely
room,
not.
Close the door or slam
right.
the door.
When you get out of school. Out of school, and if you're making ways of leaving my home, then you can make all the decisions in the world. I don't necessarily have to like it, but I'll support you because you're coming into your own. You're being an adult and whatever comes with that. But other than that, not when you know I'm paying for shit and you got decisions that you trying to make. And shit. No,
if fuck, you don't eat pork, no. I'ma buy. All pork products
the
and
only
shit. So your ass,
God damn it.
So your ass can say, you know what, I'm gonna buy some food.
It's people out there that's complaining. It's people out there that's complaining about their kids 20 somethings not providing, you know, they're not even when they see shit run out, they don't even contribute to the household and this and that and third. Why the fuck are they still there?
Shit, my 5-year-old.
You know, like you if you got money, if you got money to have fresh kicks, get your hair cut, go out, put gas in your fucking car, you can even attempt to be like, Mom, look, it ain't that much, but here go 50. You don't know what your parent is doing. You know what I'm saying? They could be banking that so they can help you when it's time for you to, you know, leave the nest or what have you.
Well, see, I think that depends on how you were raised.
The parenting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's totally different from religion.
Oh, no. It is. I'm just saying.
You know,
I was
because,
giving an example
I mean,
of,
to be honest with you, man, when me and my brother were young, we started off with paper routes. Then we moved to, you know, getting jobs. I mean, we had jobs before. We had jobs before the Murray and Burry shit came out. It's because the apartment complex that we lived in, we were tight with the resident manager, and we was cutting grass. We was doing. I mean, we was making more money than
it was child slave labor.
We was getting money.
Yeah,
we learned how to get money at a young age, and we had no problem.
There were no work.
We had
no problem.
Pick that gun.
Well,
but what? So, what are you saying as far as the religion is concerned? You
what,
think? Go ahead.
No. What I'm saying is, it had nothing to do with religion.
Right.
Okay. We just knew how to get money, and we still would smash our parents off. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't ask, you know, mm-hmm. even if they didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here you go.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
New definition of
ain't
smash.
No money.
Definition
like
of smash.
No,
I said,
money.
Yeah that's what said that. You helped me because that was a new definition of smashed. I was thinking something else.
Mine's, okay. Mine's told me this weekend. He said, Daddy, let's share this car. I said, so I can put gas in it? He said, of course.
It's my pleasure.
Really? I love that little baby.
Right.
He's so crazy.
Real quick. And it's funny that you said that. I mean, it's going into what you just said. Mm. Y'all seen Drugs, Inc.? You know, I had an opportunity to watch cable this weekend, and I was watching Drugs, Inc. PCP and DC.
Is
have
that
you ever?
On the History Channel?
Well, no, it's on
National Geographic.
Nat Geo. Right. And they were talking about, you know, the PCP epidemic in this area, Southeast, actually.
You mean
and
the one that's going on now or back then?
Now. Like, video footage. Like, they recorded this, like, a month ago.
Saw a dude in the street with his taking his clothes off.
Yeah. And they explained all that. But the guy who was, like, one of the kingpins, of course, not kingpins, but, you know, he does his thing. He, you know, was covered up and everything. Mm. He was like, he said his mother, when something that happened back in the day when she was, I don't know if she was going to get put out or something like that. And she was like, I think he got out the game or something. And she was like, how you gonna stop selling drugs? Pretty much like, nigga, you need to get back out there because that's how the bills is getting paid.
You need to watch
this
Power.
He was like, this is my mother saying this to me. So he had this thing in his head.
Was that the crack
now.
Entrepreneur? You talking about
the PCP entrepreneur?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like getting it straight from Cali type, doing his own. He's his own connect type dude. But of course, you know, they had the whole cover up thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
he didn't feel that was really going to save him.
So he breaking
let me tell you,
as soon as that interview was over, they was like, "All right, he's leaving."
No,
the
no,
now.
But listen, It was one guy that had on like two Jason masks, so you would not be able to tell who this person is. And this Bama, the one that had the cover, you can probably tell from his mouth because he had like a chip tooth and right. He kind of talked like that. And I was like, why didn't you cover up better than that?
But
like,
the police are going to tell as they exit the building where they do the interview.
No, but they did it at the hotel. It was at a hotel.
Okay. Marion get busted at a hotel.
Is that the one this bitch set me up?
Right.
But drugs, they do a lot of different cities.
It's gonna be that show.
So it was like it was amazing. But shut up, you stupid. But anyway, it was just wild that you were saying
that was the episode where Shaunine was covered up. Drinks Inc.
Oh, you saw her pretty eyes. She had everything else covered.
And her headphones on.
Yeah. I don't hide.
I don't always drink, but when I do.
You know, those eyes from nowhere, everywhere.
Well, shit, where do we go from here?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Sorry.
That was good, Shani. Hey, y'all. The current heavyweight champ, Klitschko. Is it Vladimir or Vladimir?
Vladimir. Would it be?
Vladimir?
BL.
Okay, no. His name is Vladimir with a W.
Said bladder.
Okay. Anyway, this Bama.
You ain't know Mark was Vladimir. Part Spanish. And he pronounces V's like B's.
Vladimir.
Okay. His name is Vladimir.
Stevie.
Anyway, I'm rolling with Klitschko. Klitschko was at a restaurant. Okay, now you know he's the heavyweight. He's the current heavyweight champion. Okay, now he took the title from Shannon Briggs. So they got a little beef going on. Klitschko, he was in a restaurant and he was eating this big plate of pasta. It was a big glass bowl of pasta. All right. So Shannon Briggs came in there and said, "I told you, everywhere you go, I'm going. Everything you do, I'ma do. Everything you eat, I'ma eat." Oh. He came in there and he was on one side of the table. Shannon came over there and he just like snatched his whole bowl and started eating it. He was like, "I told you, everything you eat, I'ma eat." You know, and so Klitschko, he was chilling. He was like,
oh, that sounded like that Jerry Curl juice dripping motherfucker who tried to do that to Tyson back in the day.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, Klitschko was chilling. He was like, damn, this dude tripping. You know, he was like, "Hey, you want some hot sauce? You want some salt or pepper or whatever?" You know, he was like, "You want some water?" So he dipped, you know, he was pouring some water in the glass. He was like, "You want some water?" And he just threw the water in Shannon's face. And Shannon went the fuck off, right? But check this out now. When Shannon jumped up and tried to get at him, it was like, you know, people started jumping in between it. So people trying to figure out whether this is like a media ploy or you know, is it serious? A lot of people saying it's serious.
I think it's media because I saw something where Shannon came in the gym. They were yelling at each other from the ring, and I'm like, really? If you really wanted to get at him, you could just climb up.
And who's the one videotaping? People don't even think about that. You know what I'm saying?
How about
that? They don't look at the setup.
Right.
Okay.
Like, there's a camera crew and they're lighting, and there's lights.
Right, you gotta go there with the Mimi story. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Mimi talk about, you know, it was the privacy of their own. No, bitch, you had angles, shit set up, lighting. You made sure you had a sturdy ass bar to swing the fuck from.
She said that was cell phone.
My cell phone tight, and it ain't that damn tight. Okay.
How you know he was going to be in that restaurant?
Right.
Yeah.
all that. But anyway, Shannon ended up getting fucked up because he stepped on some glass, you know, as they was trying to slide his ass.
You gonna put one on my head, though? You gonna put one on my head, champs?
Yeah.
You had flip flops on them, just flew off.
But he went in there barefooted.
He was hard. Barefoot and pregnant.
Sheesh.
He was a woman scorned.
But anyway, his ass had to be snatched out of there into a motherfucking emergency room because his feet was bleeding. He had a bloody feet.
Plucking glass from his feet.
Hey, yeah, I need to ask y'all something. All right. Now, y'all know it's rumors going around about Beyonce and Jay-Z
on the outskirts. I hear one more story.
Okay. Don't get that girl over there started with that shit.
Okay. Who, me? Because you already know.
But anyway, they had a concert, okay? And they were all snug. I mean, they were in the middle of the concert. And Jay-Z just came up behind her and started, you know, hugging her and squeezing her and kissing her and everything. Now, my question to y'all is, y'all
they're entertainers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Say it again, Drew, please.
I said they're entertainers.
Oh, I thought I heard correctly. Thank you.
Okay. I mean,
they know how to build a facade. You know, it's easy to, when you're in that business and you've been in that business for so long, you know how Beyonce, she puts on that poker face all the time.
Preach.
The poker face is so strong and prevalent with her, so you don't know what the fuck could be going on. Like, she could have fucked around and just caught Jay-Z getting bopped off and tonguing some other bitch down, and she yes, has Lord. That smile on her face. So, you don't know. You Preach. Don't know what's going on. Go ahead, babe.
Okay, once and for all, start with Queen Naim. What do you feel about this situation? Do you feel that there's really something going on, or is it media hype?
Well,
because of what they're saying, Jay-Z cheated.
I don't know. I think it's media hype.
We'll go with media hype, but I don't care.
True. Come on, you gotta pick a side.
That's exactly what. Because I don't know. It could be. It could not.
None of us know. That's why we're just giving.
But
our
I'm just
opinion.
Saying, not even giving what they're saying, only because
we're just giving our opinion. We all do the same thing.
Possibility.
You had your chance.
Okay, that's still the same thing as I don't know.
It's a possibility.
We act like if.
This shit that be going on in here. Okay.
And you said we're grown? Really? Okay. Go ahead. You were saying?
Okay.
Just one
media
side.
Hype.
Media hype. Dot? Yeah, in case
you don't know. Yeah, but I had my finger up. I think they are. Right.
But I wasn't finished.
I think
though.
They are. Right.
From the finger up, we got to finish.
You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, Mom. He was going around the room. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, but y'all take
alcoholism is a terrible thing.
I'm sorry. Show was only an hour long. Go ahead.
Actually, it hasn't been an hour since like year one.
No bullshit.
But I understand time flies when you black out. But,
when you're bullshitting?
Right. I also believe that it's media hype because there's just nothing. There's nothing concrete. There's nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to hang your hat on. It's just all hearsay and catching pictures of people at odd angles and shit like that, and saying, "Oh, she's frowning. Look at her. She's mad when she might be singing a hard lyric or something." And
she could have stepped on some glass.
You never know what the hell it could have been. You know? I don't know.
My thing is that they have had this 15-year run, and throughout this 15 years up until a couple of months ago, now they look like they're regular people going through regular shit, which they've been going through regular shit for the last 15 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? The media is trying to infiltrate Jay-Z and Beyonce because they on top. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I get tired of hearing about them two motherfuckers. I'm not going to even lie. You know, I can care less. They got bread. They got their thing. They're human and all of that. But just to be on the outside looking in, like, leave them fuck alone. Let them do their thing. They raining right there. Let them cook, you know?
Well, I wonder if there's some, like, you know, some parallel between you know how they always say, like, oh, this actor is gay, and, you know, like, almost every single actor is gay, and mm-hmm. they're not necessarily gay, just, you know, just mm-hmm. for some shit to talk about, because mm-hmm. it sells. It's kind of like when they showed Beyonce going to buy some new $1 million or 20-something million-dollar, like, condo. They're like, oh, this, she's secretly buying this condo, mm-hmm. and nobody's mm-hmm. supposed to know about it. It's like, nobody's supposed to. How do we all know about
right,
it?
Right, right.
Like, how did it get out if right. she was, if it was a secret?
Exactly.
Because we know Beyonce know how to keep a secret. Hello, yeah. her first album, and then that the this Flawless,
yeah. her baby,
the remix of Flawless. Right. Well, there's that too.
Well, that, you know, I feel about that one.
There's that too. Oh,
that's why I think Solange was zapping. She won her money.
She won her deal. Her, matter of fact, she won her feature.
He said, motherfucker, I was barefoot and pregnant for your motherfucking ass for 9 to 10 months. You know, Blue Ivy came out one.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. So we all agree it's just the media.
I think it is the media, man. I mean, selling papers. I mean, it helps them.
Especially since she talked about that whole fight thing and that something.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce's not the type to just put, like,
air out her dirty line.
Exactly.
Right. Did that heifer say something about $1 billion being in the elevator?
It is $1 billion in the building.
Chardonnay's gonna touch down with your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay and I'm Ramonio. I'm billionaire rich like John Jack, I'm Camonio. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator.
Damn, she told y'all bitches and you thoughts.
Okay.
Which I'm a little mad that she used that, but whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? What are you
whatever.
Gonna do?
And you know what? Damn, I'm sorry, real quick. I was looking at something real quick. I was looking at something that someone posted. Kyle Love, matter of fact, posted Lil Jamar talking about the response that Rihanna had to TLC. I'm sorry. And then he brought up Beyonce. He was like, how he didn't like this Beyonce, this whole sexy watermelon surfboard and Monica Lewinsky shit on it. And I agree. Like, when she came out, don't get me wrong, it was just like, oh damn, Beyonce, okay. But it's like, you were so much classier than that. Like, you was on another level. You weren't even.
I don't agree.
You
with
wasn't.
That.
I mean, her lyrics to me was a little bit more.
You gotta reinvent yourself. You gotta, you know, you grow. They was kids on a lot of that early shit they did.
I'm not even so talking about
so it wasn't even
that.
In this.
I mean, I'm talking
I understand
about her solo
but
career.
I understand. Mm-hmm. She was still young in her solo career as it started. But you grow and you mature and you experience new things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you acting like she just dropped an album every like 5 years. She just had an album a year or two ago.
A year or two.
She was still.
I'm different than I was a year or two ago.
You gotta go with the market too. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
the market changes.
No, if
you know
she's,
if she's around, she's around different producers.
If she on top, if she is on top, Beyonce. Just like the shit that she
so
pulled
so
with the
doing
whole,
the same thing is gonna keep you on top
said
all your
doing
life.
Doing the same thing, but
no,
doing the same thing as everybody else in the industry.
No
is
major
not,
star, no major star did the same thing throughout their career. They always grew. They did something, you know, that sort of elevated them to another level. Maybe some of them eventually came back. Whatever. Everyone reached a new height or explored a new corridor. Even Whitney Houston with. You know, they made her, they built her career for her, and she even, you know, they even allowed her to throw on a baseball shirt and a backwards cap to say she was hip with the hip-hop scene and all that bullshit. Look at fucking Monica. They built Monica to be a direct competition of Whitney, and they wanted her in ballroom gowns and shit like that, and it was like, nah, this is where I'm going with mine. So... I don't go for that.
Well, I think she's like gotten older. She's changed. She's matured. She got married. She had a kid.
Exactly.
So I think
so
she's probably feeling
about-
like more grown, more sexy. I mean, she is a woman.
And plus, she's married and she got a man and she's, you know, might be learning some new shit. Mm. You know, Jay might be teaching the new shit and well, my, probably writing a lot of them damn lyrics.
Yeah, the only weird thing was the whole thought comment. I'm like, why are you, you know,
because okay, she don't need to be reinventing herself.
Word, she's, I know,
she's
but
doing her thing. That she's was almost damn near 40 and using terms like
she's
that.
Not
to,
almost 40.
She closer to 40 than she is 30.
No,
she is. She's what, 35?
No, I don't. I mean, well, from what you hear, I think she's like 32, 33.
She ain't that damn. Either way, she's
I mean,
still
I'm saying
to 40
what
she
is out.
Is
I mean, I think
30.
She is older.
Yeah,
but you know, that's
but
just my.
I don't know. I just think everything don't need to be. You don't have to suck yourself into society just because that's what's popping. I mean,
it, but maybe it, what if this is who she really is?
Cash rules everything around.
Yeah, man. Yeah, money.
Because I mean, think real. About if you think about Pink. Remember when Pink first came out and she was coming out and on
she
that,
was urban.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then she actually flipped and she turned into
quickly.
Who she really. No, that mm-hmm. that she was doing the whole industry thing.
Yeah, that was
they,
32 years
they,
old.
32. They wanted her to be that person.
That was perfect, though.
But for not for her.
Yeah. No. So, no. I'm saying it's perfect for her to change to what
oh,
she
right.
is now.
So now she's the person mm-hmm. she really wanted to be. So she was like,
she
I
did
don't
that
really
to come
care.
Out. She did. I think she did that transition
because she right. She wanted to get out there, and they were like, "Okay, this is what we want you to do." So you want to get right. You want to get out there, then this is what we want you to do. But then after a while, I think when she was able to gain control, right. and she got older, she got you know was dating, married, had a kid. She was like, "Yeah, this is who I really am." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think it's the same thing. You know, you get older, your views of the world and of just things change. Especially like I said, if you're married with a kid. Things change for you, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I concur. All right, moving on. Michael Strahan, he was inducted in the Hall of Fame this weekend.
He was abducted by the Hall of Fame.
Inducted.
No, abducted.
Abducted?
Said. Yeah, I think he was abducted.
Why? Why you say that? Because he's on
I
top.
Don't think he made it. I think the Hall of Fame reached out to him and grabbed him.
Oh, was he hiding him?
No. He had a bullshit career to me.
Oh, okay. Alright. Anyway. Okay.
HTTR, motherfucker.
As he was inducted in the Hall of Fame now.
He should have had Brett Favre give his induction speech since Brett Favre actually dragged him into the Hall of Fame.
Alright. Cool. But anyway.
You have something to say, sir?
Now. He's real passionate about
I think
this.
I said what I needed to say.
All right.
I'm not like some people. I say who I'm talking about and I talk about what I'm saying.
I feel like you have more to say.
No, I'm very open with mine. I'm very direct with mine. I'm not like other people that talk behind the scenes and sub-tweet and sub-talk on shit.
All right. Now, while Michael Strahan was receiving his yellow blazer uh-huh. that you get when you get inducted uh-huh. in the Hall of Fame, uh-huh. it went out there. Him and Nicole Murphy are no longer together.
Oh yeah.
Now why this happened?
You stupid.
Right
Ooh,
at
be
the
you
time.
Stupid.
Oh. What?
Be stupid. I already knew what's going for. I already knew it.
Have y'all seen a motherfucking hermaphrodite?
Come on now.
She's exotic looking. She like a
yeah,
very
she,
nice
she
looking.
She looks like an exotic
man.
Afghan dog.
Right. He,
oh. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Jeez,
I'm sorry.
That's no.
Dog was rough. I'm sorry.
That is not.
Yeah, that was.
She looks like.
Nope.
An exotic nope. mannequin.
I can see you, man.
An exotic mannequin.
She look good for having 6'5", 6'6".
Right.
She to me
her,
is a perfect example of
like
you need
mm-hmm.
to look
80.
At the person's mom to see where they're going. Mm. Because if he probably looked at her mom, he probably would have backed out of this relationship before her.
Well, her mom.
Well, I ain't see her mom.
She looks like an older, exotic Afghan mannequin.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, all right. Okay.
But anyway.
Emphasis on the man.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. She Googling. What, Brahim? You stood up.
And after you Google that, Google an Afghan and see if they don't look the same.
Man, I think she is gorgeous. If you ask me,
I would agree, Mark.
Yeah, I
was gonna
do,
say
man.
Clearly, somebody gonna snatch it up.
Oh, no, most definitely.
From Murphy to Strahan, somebody else is gonna.
Why do you think they broke it off? Do you think Michael was just, you know what? You know, he just came off of a divorce, a real fucked up divorce. I think maybe
that was a long
Michael.
Time ago, though.
Yeah, they're engaged for it.
Yeah,
a
but that
long
shit can last
time.
In your mind. Yeah, I mean that shit was real.
They was engaged for 5 years.
They got some right. beautiful kids though. Her and Eddie Murphy did a good job.
Yeah, the Moses children. Girls. Woo, Lord, thank you.
They did a really good job.
Okay.
I don't know why they sound molesty.
So, do you think...
Girls, yeah.
Okay, right. What, okay, let me ask y'all. What do y'all think the split up was about?
I think distance.
Okay. Because Mike is busy.
What is she doing?
Did you find it, Drew?
What is she doing? She's doing Hollywood Exes.
Okay. Like that's it.
That is it.
And he's in New York, so.
And he's winning.
He's doing what? Two shows? And I heard he's getting ready to start another one.
So, Drew, is your picture any different than mine?
Oh my God.
No, seriously.
You gonna go ahead. Oh,
no, seriously. Drew, can you pull your picture up, please?
I got out of
Is it different, though? Just please. How much different is it? Drew. They got the same bob.
Drew, can you pull your picture up, please?
Wait a minute. I just said that the bride had on, I mean, the lady.
Okay. Anyway. Hey, y'all. Martin Lawrence is back in the scene, y'all.
I know, right?
Martin Lawrence and Kelsey Grammer, man.
Yes!
They get ready to team up to do this thing called Partners.
I'm DVRing it.
Okay, yep. Actually, it comes on tonight, y'all, on FX on...
What time?
At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
So we probably still going to be in here. But anyway...
Well, we had to wait for some people to, you know, finish phone boning in their car before we could start.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Plotting his I-95. He got a map and he putting his little push pins in up the I-95 corridor to see where he going to strike.
Okay, oh, we get a map for him. It'd be fun.
I don't want to see where he wants.
You put Martin Lawrence and Kelsey Grammer together. Now, both of them are lawyers coming from different aspects of life. Okay, now, Kelsey Grammer.
Drew, you shaking your head. Put the picture up, Drew.
Kelsey Grammer.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, keep talking because we don't want to pause.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, Kelsey Grammer is a lawyer that was fired from his father's law firm.
No, I want her.
Okay.
That's her.
Not mama. I want her.
Oh, you talking about the picture of Nicole. I thought you were talking about his mother.
Mama's white?
With the red.
What? Yeah. How do you think she looks like powder?
Come on.
She is void of pigmentation. What are you talking about?
No, she's not. This bitch is hot.
What? Yeah. Hot. Like the type you don't want around your bank account.
You stupid.
Kelsey Grammer.
He was fired from his father's law firm. Okay. And Martin Lawrence is pretty much a guy. He's about his community and everything. And Kelsey Grammer is pretty much about the money. Okay, so they pretty much come together and they form their own law firm.
What show does that sound like? What's the name of that show with LL Cool J and Alfonso? That they were both doctors that came from different sides, where LL was trying to do the logistic healing and dude was all about the money and just met, you know, the medical side or whatever.
You remember that show? You got me on that one. LL and Alfonso.
Oh, there we go. Okay, we got the pictures. B, you in the middle. Tell me if there's any difference in these pictures.
Okay. I'm going to agree that picture looks the same.
Y'all not right.
Okay, Miss Switzerland. Let's see if we can hold your country true.
Her nose is not as long as her dog.
No, the dog's nose is a little shorter.
I think we should do a snout
is not as long as a dog's nose.
Oh my gosh, y'all should do a collage. But
thank
I mean, y'all gotta admit, this broad shape is like that for half.
Deepsis, all you people that are quick with the memes, please pull up and a picture of a blonde Afghan hound and and that chick, what's her name?
Like that. She like almost Nicole 6 Murphy. Feet. Like,
okay,
Murphy.
But she's not gonna come in the house and just turn around and bend over though.
Look at that six pack.
You gotta look in her face eventually. And they got the same complexion. They both.
Okay, the name of the show is Partners. It's Martin Lawrence and Kelsey Grammer. Comes on FX 9 o'clock on Monday tonight.
Starting
actually.
Today.
Yeah. So check that out. I think that's going to be pretty funny, man.
You just sounded like a local TV guy,
right? Kelsey Grammer's getting all the coins.
Speaking of TV guy, do you know that they still have that in the paper?
Really?
Why?
Because some people don't have cable.
But with this whole DTV, but no, listen. With the whole DTV thing, there's a guide on there.
Some people don't have cable.
I don't have cable either. That's what I'm saying. Either.
Oh, shit.
That's for some that read the paper and they might be like,
hey, oh, yeah, Brian, okay. You remember that show?
It would probably be my dad.
Leave it to Ever. You ever seen that show? Leave it to Ever, boy. That was a joint right there.
You're right, Vladimir.
Okay. Mark, you'll remember the show LL had In the House.
Yes.
In the House. It was sort of a spinoff from that joint because remember from that, he went into being, they had like a little training facility.
Oh, the therapy thing.
Right.
Yeah, okay, for the football players.
Exactly.
Right.
And that was cool. Right.
That was good.
So LL wanted to do the holistic thing.
Did Kelsey have anything to do with that show? He may have had something to do with that.
That's a good question.
Kelsey has something to do with every Negro show that's out.
Girlfriends was the absolute bomb.
That's like, where I first paid attention. I was like,
Kelsey Grammer is that?
What the hell?
He produced this show?
Yeah, he getting all the cake.
Doesn't have him listed.
Okay.
Quincy Jones was part of it.
Right.
What was the first thing y'all saw Kelsey Graham in?
Cheers.
That was fast.
Cool, but anyway.
Yay. I thought you were going to say something different.
I thought all you Martin Lawrence and Kelsey Graham people would like to hear that. Just since y'all ain't seen
that. I wish him well. He looks like old Martin, though. Like, Martin is 49 years old and look good.
Is he 49?
He's 49 years old. He's back to that weight. Yes.
Nah, he bigger than
that. I saw the trailer.
Talking about the trailer to Partners, you have to understand that they do record a certain amount of time, depending on the season, whatever. He was just on Jimmy Fallon 3 days ago.
Okay.
And Martin Lawrence is your weight now. He looks like old Martin Lawrence. He was doing his old Jerome bit and all that other shit. Okay. He's old Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, because when he was on that Eddie Murphy thing, he was thick. He came out there.
What Eddie Murphy thing?
You don't remember the tribute they did to Eddie Murphy?
Right, yeah.
Everybody was on that joint, man. Huh?
You said thing.
And when he was on that dope, that's when he started.
All right, you are just
headhunting today.
Sheesh. Anyway, y'all, we want to just send our thoughts and prayers out to Anwan Glover, better known as Big G from the Backyard Band, Slim Charles from
The Wire.
The Wire. Thank you for letting me swallow my spit. And he recently appeared on the Oscar-winning movie
12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
12 Years a Slave.
I'm gonna have to.
Y'all said of slave.
Hold on. When I heard that today, though, I'm gonna have to go back because I don't remember
him being there.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go back. He was in a small part. Yeah, I think he was one of the
guys.
They
just said
that was on
he appeared. It wasn't like they said he starred.
They was killing me. We're talking about he was in it like he had a role.
Yeah, they said he appeared.
He was slave number 13.
I can't say it was going off. Okay, anyway.
And the good thing about it, he didn't have to do that much acting.
Oh. Wow.
He really didn't do that much acting in The Wire.
The vocabulary was in place and everything.
The Wire was the shit. Ooh. I wish that shit ain't never go off.
I know I ain't gonna pick this. God.
You stupid.
14 Phantom. 14 Flip
Anyway, I hope my man's gonna be alright. He was stabbed and beaten in a DC
God
nightclub.
Damn it. What? Damn you, DC. What are you doing?
Yeah. But anyway.
DC, you're killing your own.
Right.
What in the world?
Right.
And that's the night your brother wasn't there. You would have thought your brother's there every Saturday.
Okay. Well, did you make sure he was all right?
He wasn't there.
Oh, what? No,
exactly.
Right. I'm clutching my pearls. What?
All right. Okay. That concludes my diagnosis.
Him or the tiger.
The tiger. I think he did all right in the series though.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, for what he had to say.
Let's go to break, y'all. On this note. Y'all know him by his real name. We know him by Genghis, y'all. Come on. Before The Wire.
Way before The Wire.
Before 12 Years a Slave.
Excuse me, 12 Years of a Slave?
Before 93.9.
She was just getting this wrong.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. Get on out of here. We'll be right back. IBS.
Why are you taking a break, dude? You just hit the pause. You come right back.
Tip the tap.
Let me just first say, I really want to thank the people that have been sending me questions because they are making it so much easier on me. Like, seriously. Like, I don't have to go out and look for stuff.
Right.
People are giving me questions to ask.
Good job.
Good job.
Love you, people.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So the question is, could you date someone that has a baby on the way? Now, this person is no longer in a relationship with the person that, you know, is... got them pregnant, or they are pregnant by. So, could you date them?
Baby, I got you. Yes.
That's
you
it.
A cap.
I would say. Baby, I got you. I would say no. I would tell them. I'll give them a couple of months, just because the baby's father or whatever might want to resurface or come back around, or maybe, you know, have some kind of, you know. Oh, I think I want to take care of my baby. You know, I will give them.
Just because you want to take care of your baby, and that don't, dating and taking care of your baby ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? You can take care of your baby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's
but you know, I think Mark has a valid point, though, because you know how. God, I don't want
baby daddies are. Baby
nah, you know how wishy washy. Things can be, especially when you're in such an emotional driven state.
Right.
Very
exactly.
And you hate a nigga 1 second and you love him the next and all of that. So, yeah, Mark, I think you have a very valid point.
Yeah, because you want to give him a chance to really think about it. Okay, because at first he might be like, that might not be my baby. You know, and then once he find out, you know, it's his baby. You know, maybe, you know, he's a responsible adult. Say, I want to take care of my baby, when all the time you trying to move in on his woman and his baby. That might not be a good time.
Like, you're trying to move in on the baby, but definitely right.
Well,
the woman.
Yeah, moving on the woman. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
You mean baby
whatever.
Isn't
hey.
Woman.
Yeah.
It's the girl.
It's the girl. Okay.
It's
well,
the lady.
It's a package deal.
Yeah.
You got to take
it
both.
It is a package.
You know what I'm
deal,
saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But see,
her, you know,
on top of that, you know how dudes are when. You find a nigga running through your... Well, I don't even want to say this, but... You know, what's old to you is new to somebody else.
Ah.
As soon as you see someone found what you considered your trash into their treasure...
Right.
Now you want it back.
True that.
Baby, come
true
back. Oh, you can blame it all on me.
All right.
And I just can't live
there you go.
You.
There you go.
Damn, I have to find that song. Thank you.
You know, it's that. That sound effects and all.
That's great.
I love that song.
That's interesting, because I was in that situation, and I actually married that person.
So wait.
Oh my God! Okay, I know that somebody like that too.
She had the baby on the way. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And you know, for the wrong reasons, I got married, but nevertheless, it's fitting for this question. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I step up and I took the responsibility as mine, and so yeah.
Speaking of what, how did the was the? Am I getting too personal? Was the father around?
No.
Oh, okay.
Totally abandoned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What else?
That's so funny because I actually know a couple. The guy was my friend, but he met another friend when she was pregnant. And it was kind of like, wow, you're interested in a pregnant lady? Like, really? But she, you know, they stayed together. She had that baby. Then, you know, they got married. And then eventually they had their own baby. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, still so happy and, like, together. And it's been at least, I want to say, maybe 10 years.
That's beautiful.
You know?
Yeah, that is.
So when I saw this question, I was like, oh, my God, that's such a great question. Mm-hmm. Because it can, you know, I don't know if I
did
I don't
like
know.
Literally say that?
What? It was a great question.
Oh my God!
You know, come on now, you know me. I literally said that.
In your Yoda voice.
Yeah. Great question is
you
should this.
Follow the force.
It's with you, young one.
I just thought it was a really great question because it brought back memories of that couple. Because I'm telling you, when he met her, I was really, and she, mind you, she's so sweet and like the greatest person ever. But I was really like, really?
You
gonna date her?
Right.
It just come to me that this is a good question.
You said it wrong. You're supposed to say it backwards right. to get it right. Thank you. If I'm right. Yoda. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, so it was awesome.
I have to watch that.
As a woman, I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
As a woman.
No, as a woman, I couldn't get into a relationship with a man who has a baby on the way.
Why not?
Really?
Because actually for the words, you know, everything that BZ said, that you said, because it's kind of like I would be thinking like, they're probably going to get back together or something's going to work out.
Yeah,
or he's an asshole.
Hold on, let her answer.
Or he's an asshole and he's not, you know, going to stick by the woman he got her pregnant.
See, it's so much on my end because it's like, it's too fresh, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to say depend on the situation because that situation can just go awry. I mean, it could have been a thing like she was a jump off, but then it's like I'm questioning, ew, if she's a jump off, why did you fucking go in her like that? You know what I'm saying? Wrong. Like, so it's just like
you went wrong.
You could get pregnant, you know what I'm saying, and still have a condom on.
Have a seat. I'm just gave an example like it doesn't mean that I mean you could have been in a long-standing relationship it just didn't work out as soon as she got pregnant feelings are still there it could have been a jump off where it's like boom and then this bitch feelings is in there and causing turmoil and
or
all that
been, or could have been a situation of a chick that just wanted a kid and don't want to have nothing else to do with the dude so now the dude is just out
possibly
out
but so I don't know too many situations go? No I don't know too many situations where I've had a couple of women that I've come across that said that, you know, I just want a baby. He can go about his business, blah, 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 blah. But you have an obligation to that child. And once the child starts wanting to know and then whoever it could be in this broad ear talking about, look, you need to let him know and he needs to be a part. He needs to financially. I don't want to be a part of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a part of that. I don't feel like that I need to subject myself to that shit. I just feel like.
But if you're his woman and you taking the time to get to know him, you wouldn't hold him down? No?
I wouldn't be his woman because I don't want to date nobody that got a baby on the way.
Okay, so suppose suppose there was a situation where you guys dated and you dated for 6, 7, 8 months and you fallen for this dude and then felt some kind of way, and he was like, "Look, I just want I want to come clean and let you know I have this situation, and I didn't want to say it in the beginning because I didn't want you to judge me for the situation that wasn't what it was."
6 or 7 months later, though, yeah, dude? That's a long time to not tell somebody. Okay. I got a baby on the way.
True. That is. You're right. And I'm with Neen. Like, there's no, because that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question.
That's the question
I had.
Was the question I had. So anyway, I answered the question I had.
Be quiet. I got the floor. I got the mic right now. I'm already in the relationship. That's something different. You know what I'm saying? I'm already in there. Time has been invested and feelings have been invested. So therefore, okay, that changes up a little bit. Okay, depending on the situation.
So then that's answer the question.
That's what I'm...
It's not a different question. You just answered the question.
No, the question was, would you date someone who had a baby on the way?
Then he added something.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, in case we just missed that whole part.
This is IDS. There are 20,000 variables.
No lie. But either way, like I said, there's a difference in that question. If you already invested time and feelings and everything in a relationship, then you have to handle the situation accordingly. But off the break, I'm not going to. If I find out that you have a child on the way and we not a year down the line, if you happen to be up front, as most men seem like they can't be sometimes, then
men can't be sometimes.
Right.
I mean,
most men and sometimes, but no, yeah, but I'll make that decision from the jump. But when it's money, when it's time and all that other stuff invested, see, but then the thing is, it's like it's kind of hard to say because you done already. It's like you living a lie for like 8 to 9 months. You have me under the impression that you don't have any, well, you may have kids, but don't have kids on the way or what have you. Like, that's the kind of shit that you, well, I don't give a fuck what you thought out. That's being selfish. That's it. I just think it's being selfish when you don't let a person know that you got major shit like that going on. Because if moving forward, we decide that we want to get married or what have you, and this bitch want to go put you on child support, I'm a part of that shit. I'm a part of that equation. What if that happened? What if that happened? What if we went and got married and then all of a sudden, baby, look, I ain't want to tell you this because of XYZ. And then I'm trapped up in your motherfucking issues with a child that...
Married filing separately.
Fuck all that. No. Honesty coming in the beginning. How about that?
Oh, I mean, that's always the best, but I mean, life happens.
But then the best wouldn't always be married filing separately then, too.
I didn't say that was the best. I said
life
happens.
Right, but you talking about...
I said telling the truth up front. I agreed with you, okay? If you take a second. I agree with you that being truthful up front was the best. I said, but life happens. Therefore, there are things in place to handle when life happens, like married filing separately. Therefore, you are not affected.
I'm still affected, be it financially or mentally. I gotta go through this shit with you and your baby mama. So there's no
Who says that you have to go through shit with your baby mama? If he doesn't have a situation with his baby mama, if she's decided she wants to go it alone and has nothing to do with him, but he wants to let you know that that person does exist.
The only time that happens,
you have nothing to do with
her. The only time that happens is if he was both of them to mutually agree, he signed over his parental rights, and then boom. That's the only time that can happen. Any other time after that, from the day the child was born until the child died or what have you, it's going to be there. Wow. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. You got a child. Regardless of whether she come in right in the beginning or she decide, like I know some people at 13, 14, 15 years old, they want to come back and talk about how they want.
I mean, I just feel like you can have that same set of problems with you meet someone that has a child that's 5 years old. You can have the same set of situations, but you'll give that person a pass, but not a person that has one on the way. drama can happen no matter what.
It's too new.
It's too new. So, I mean, if you're going to build a situation with this person, and that person is everything that you want in a person, then, I mean, yeah, we all search for that utopia and that perfect situation. But I think a majority of us in this room can say that chances are that's not always the case. And so we're forced to make the best of situations. We're forced to manufacture situations sometimes. We're forced to overlook some of our, you know, standards that we stand so high on our soapbox that we would, as teenagers said, we would never stand for. I mean, shit happens, life happens, and you have to deal with every situation individually.
That's right. I concur.
So deepsters.
He just came out of the closet.
I understand where Brian coming from, though.
What?
That's the way you said. The way you was like that. The way you was like, that's right. Nothing.
Okay. Does he not know what that means?
Because y'all took it the wrong
Shawnee.
Way.
So.
I mean, you didn't pause it, so.
I'm too old to be pausing. I mean,
really? Nigga, you're 17. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm too old to be
pausing. Hey, guys, if you want to weigh in on this topic, please send an email to indeepshow@yahoo.com. You can also leave, send us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
We like voice messages, y'all.
Yeah. I don't care. I like both.
I like both. I mean, of course, but yeah. We like voice messages because we like to let the people hear your words and your passion and your inflection in the words that you deliver. We want to just give that to the listeners, you know. And while you're, composing your feedback, you know, if you want to talk it over with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, you know, y'all don't get in a fight because y'all have differing views. Just go with the fact you have different views and live life. Don't need to get upset and pout about it.
Well,
stand by your man.
Yeah.
Yes. A woman. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Love prevails.
There's that.
Stupid. That's what I think.
Okay.
Here you go. Yeah. We are going to take a break. Now, Queenie.
Ayo.
The good thing about taking a break,
mm-hmm.
they're not people of the know. Mm-hmm. When you take a break, the break is actually for the listeners because this is a time for them to pause the show, go feed the baby, make a plate, get another drink, mm-hmm. do what they want to do without feeling they're going to interrupt the show or what have you.
Yep.
Because some people don't like to pause in the middle of a conversation while somebody's talking.
That'd be weird.
And then sometimes Stitcher and iTunes does the crazy thing of like when you pause it, they start you back from the beginning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good point in which you can pause the show,
mm-hmm.
go do what you want. Because guess what? We're going to push a pause button. And we're going to push it again and start it right back. We don't actually take a break.
No.
We're just doing it for the listeners.
Yeah.
But if you don't give a fuck about your listeners, then you probably don't.
Yeah, you.
Do that. We'll be out, y'all. Peace. Well, it's about that time, y'all. We have to wrap this one up. The automatic start has been hit on the Impala.
It's not as good as yours.
He's doing his calisthenics, y'all.
Right, right.
So he can successfully chase people through the woods as they attempt to flee his grasps on I-95 as they pull over stranded with a flat tire.
Oh.
No.
Thoughtsles in distress.
Was the tire flat? Oh. Was the tire flat? Oh, just slowly. Slowly.
All right. See, he can't even talk on the mic.
His time is just to wind down. That last break, that's when he's done.
Well, Queenie!
Hey, yo.
Two finger, one finger.
Let's see. One finger, two. Unhappy people that try to spread their unhappiness to other people. Two fingers to Julia's Pantry. Hey, you know you could still donate because they're accepting donations up until August the 8th. They're looking for Kleenex, hand sanitizer for their new the new thing they're doing.
Book bag drive. Is that part of the book bag drive?
I feel like it was separate, but I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
They need it. Whatever the reason, they need
it. Right, because they're not going to ask for shit that they don't
need. If you need information on that, contact Queenie.
Yep.
She has information on where you can get that stuff to the appropriate
place. Please help them out. There's still time.
No doubt. Doc Wally, two fingers, one finger. Yeah, we still doing the show.
Okay. two fingers on Big G, man. I hope you be all right, pimpin'. One finger on this hot-ass weather. I think we're going to get tomorrow. That's what they talk about, 90s and up and all that bullshit, man.
15WA, two fingers, one finger.
Two fingers to the NFL season that has started yesterday. Thank you, Lord. One finger to these cyber thugs.
Word.
Baby girl, two finger, one finger.
Two fingers to my child who's upstairs suffering through a headache, and we're going to hurry up and get home to handle that. Hope she gets better, which she will, because she got her mama to take care of her. One finger to all the super sensitive testosterone-filled men in this world who rants on social networks to express their feelings.
Well, all right.
That's it.
I want to say two fingers to my stepfather for doing an absolute amazing job with the day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second caretaking of my mother.
He's awesome.
He is praised weekly by the doctors that come to check on her and cannot believe the state in which she's being cared for.
Amen.
So
absolutely definitely wonderful.
Two fingers, Antoine Perry. Love you more than life.
Aww.
One finger to the UST1 for continuing to make my life, as much as you can, a living hell. But I won't allow it. The little petty shit you do to me, it's like water on a duck's back, baby. Fuck you, Mr. Washington. Goes like that.
It's like a river with a bridge. You will get over it.
Absolutely. Deepsters, we thank you again for tuning in. We love you for what you do. Deepsters, we are at a point in IDS history where we need you all more than ever. What little that you can put together, what little you can donate to help us continue to grow and bring you a brand that you have grown to like, love. Even if you listen to us just waiting for whatever fuck ups we may be able to do, you listen. That's all that's important. We need you. So if you can go to PayPal, put in the letter N, the number 2, DEEPB at yahoo.com, and donate what you can. 3 years strong, and we are experiencing equipment failure. We are experiencing all types of things. Got to pay dues. Every podcaster knows you got to pay money to stay on these airwaves, y'all.
Amen.
and we try to do the best we can. Like I said earlier, we have some big announcements coming up. We hope that you stick around to hear all of those.
They will, because they know.
That too. But more than ever, as we like to say, as a complete unit, every time we close our show out.
If God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bushlands.
Well, all right.